Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026. New snow and wind slabs represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,200-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below 2,200-meter, we have a gliding snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. The large quantity of fresh snow and the extensive wind slabs can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. The fresh and older wind slabs are covered with new snow and therefore difficult to recognize. Avalanches can reach medium size, especially above approximately 2,200 meters. Avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size, especially on very steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Isolated small and medium-sized gliding avalanches are possible in particular on very steep grassy slopes. In addition, small to medium-sized loose snow avalanches are possible, in the event of prolonged bright spells, especially on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. The strong wind has transported the new snow significantly. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of April 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.